Okay, so we continue in the Chazon-ish, where at the bottom of page 49, top of page 50, on Sif Yudalid here, last time we were talking about the idea that a person really needs to question why he's doing things, because even if you are doing an Asei Tov, but it's very possible that you're doing it because that's your natural inclination, that's your natural kavanah. And you're not necessarily doing it for the right reasons. You're doing it more so because of the kavod that's involved or because of how it makes you feel. The harder thing is the Sur Meira, because Sur Meira means that you're going against your natural inclination, your natural teva, and that is a lot harder to do. So now he continues that when a person has bad midos, that is not the only factor that causes a person to interact with people in a negative way. Emotions also can influence how a person acts. So he says like this: Shnei koyches nivru b'nefesh adam. There were two forces created in a person's soul: koyach ahava and koyach sinah, love and hate. A person's relationship with his friend is never the two forces coming together. So he says, you're always, it's like the trachea and the esophagus. When you're breathing, your food pipe is covered. When you're eating, your windpipe is covered. So they're mutually exclusive, and when one is active, the other is dormant. Because they're diametrically opposed. Well, you're talking about Yasub Yachar, and they cannot be activated simultaneously. What's the determining factor? Which one's going to live and which one's going to die? Meaning, which one's going to be the leader, I guess, in a certain relationship. And he says, primarily depends on a person's actions. With certain causes naturally that lead to love, and other causes that lead to hatred. So if a person acts with chesed towards others, so he is developing a loving spirit, a loving relationship with that person. And the opposite is true. If you say hurtful things, you deliberately try to harm someone, so you're reinforcing any ill feelings you have towards that person. V'amnam, even without any action, there are other hidden factors within a person's character that cause a person to have favor and love towards another. Who has been introduced to him for the first time, we never met. So there are times, and the Chazanish's proof here is that you can meet someone for the first time, and yet almost immediately you develop either a positive feelings towards that person or even negative feelings towards the person, even though you don't know them. And how many times do we have this where you see someone, and based on the way they look or based on the way they dress, you immediately form an opinion and you start acting out based on that opinion? You might feel hatred towards that person, you might feel love towards that person. And from this starting point of love, it grows and it increases. So here he's talking about in a positive sense that you subconsciously felt this arbitrary love towards that person. It wasn't really based on anything, but from that initial feeling, it grows out and now it becomes based on something tangible. And he says just the opposite. Sometimes you start developing hatred towards someone without any real cause. Because he doesn't, he doesn't find favor in your eyes. You don't like him. So the hatred steadily develops, and this is prevalent upon people who are intellectually gifted. Basically, they're very perceptive. They're very smart. Because someone who's very smart, someone who's really on the ball, he's what we refer to a lot of times as a type A type of personality, will often make a snap decision about someone and then proceed to act based on that decision, that determination. So he says, how astonishing it is to see someone willingly cast aside his life, on behalf of his people, or on behalf of an individual from his people, And yet he cannot restrain his emotions to prevent him from harming someone he hates. The mikra yidua in certain situations. So this is exactly what he talked about. That at the same time, you can have someone who's willing to put his neck on the line and be moisa nefesh for even a yachid, some other individual, and yet the same guy has such bad midas that all of a sudden he develops a hatred to someone that he barely knows. The amnam call ele. These are natural raw instincts, as they were implanted in the nef and the sham of a person from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who was given all the powers, who gave human beings all the powers under the sun. But a person is unique in that above these instincts, a wise person has been appointed, who has seichel, which is the intellect, not a wise person, but a wise a tool, which is your seichel. Asher roishay echad nisarev emaychah shel adam, the roishay asheri begins a miraimim, that you have seichel, which in one end is a person's head. So he says that basically it is, you're hardwired. Your head, your seichel, is connected side to your head. And the other end of the connection is all the way in Shemayim Lanalis called Tzva Midos. The job of the Seichel is to direct a person's Midos. So basically, here's what he's saying. He's saying that a human being has this ability that he has Teva. He has nature. He has certain characteristics that Hashem gave him, and everyone is slightly different. At the same time, a person also has Seichel. The Seichel can then help a person determine when to overcome his teva, so that if you're failing, let's say you see someone, okay? Let's say you don't like, I don't know, let's say you don't like Naturi Karta, okay? And you see a guy and he looks like Naturi Karta. So you immediately decide, I don't like this person. You never met him, you just saw him for the first time and you don't like him. So now you want to start, you know, guy comes over to you and you want to start being disgusting to him. You want to be rude to him because you're ready, you're 10 steps ahead. So the seichel, so that's your teva. Your teva is acting, your teva is saying, I don't like this guy. And as a result, I'm going to be rude to him. I'm not going to help him out. And, you know, if I can harm him in any way, I will. The seichel will stop you in your tracks and say, hold on a second. You're judging someone you don't know. Just because he looks like a Naturi Karta guy doesn't mean he is. And even if he is, maybe he's doing tshuva. Maybe he realizes he's wrong or whatever it is. Maybe he's a tirut shnishma, whatever the reason is. But the seichel sort of holds you in line. And he says, and yeah, the same way that he said, that the Sur Meira is harder than the Asei Toya because of a person's inclination. He says, now you have emotion, that you can have people that are Maisa Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, and at the same time, because of their emotion, their natural instincts get the better of them. And remember, when you have emotion, so your emotion overpowers your Seichel. We get angry. We say things and do things while we're angry that make no sense. But our Seichel is not in control. Our emotions are in control. So it goes hand in hand. You have to keep your emotions in check, utilize the seichel, and in that way, you'll be able to catch yourself when you're sort of jumping to these conclusions, and when you're not only jumping to the conclusion, but then acting on it, and now you're developing mamash, a full relationship, either a relationship of hate or a relationship of love, simply based on preconceived notions without actually having any facts.